USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is taking the state of Texas to court over its new abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing a lawsuit that's being brought against the state as abortion is once again the center of a fierce political debate.
This kind of scheme to nullify the Constitution of the United States is one that all Americans, whatever their politics or party, should fear. If it prevails, it may become a model for action in other areas, by other states, and with respect to other constitutional rights and judicial precedents.
President Biden set to sign an executive order requiring all federal workers to be vaccinated. The requirement will include millions of federal contractors as well. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
President Biden is withdrawing his nomination of David Chipman to lead the ATF. Chipman, a former veteran ATF agent who ran into trouble with Republicans and some Democrats over his alliance with gun control advocacy groups. Chipman's support for banning AR-15-style semi-automatic rifles earned him particular opposition among Republicans who feared he'd use his regulatory powers to restrict gun rights. Jobless claims fell to a new pandemic low of 310,000 last week. Mark Hamrick, senior analyst with Bankrate.com, tells USA Radio News there are more job openings than willing workers.
And employers are, in many cases, either struggling to find workers to fill those open positions, or where they are finding them, they're paying up. In fact, in some cases, employers were even providing mid-year pay increases just to retain their current workers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
People born at least a quarter century ago probably remember the exact details of what they were doing on that beautiful blue September day in 2001 when terror was unleashed across the country. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Garrett Graff. He's author of a new book titled The Only Plane in the Sky, An Oral History of 9/11. And one of the things we discussed was keeping the memory alive of what happened on that day and how his book tries to do that.
I had written an article in 2016 for Politico magazine about being aboard Air Force One with the president that day. And I had a young Army veteran write in who had explained that he was in middle school on 9/11 and joined the military and been deployed three times, twice to Afghanistan, once to Iraq, and yet had never really understood until he'd read that original article the trauma that the nation felt that day. And I was just amazed to think of what it must be like to be one of these young servicemen or women in Iraq or Afghanistan who is not old enough to really have strong memories of 9/11 themselves. I mean, that's something that the country has never experienced before. I mean, everyone who fought in World War II remembered Pearl Harbor. Everyone who fought in the Civil War remembered Fort Sumter, knew why they were fighting and had felt the national motivation to do that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.